producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Hello, America. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. There is a strategy, or at least a hint of a strategy, when it comes to Iraq. Believe it or not, the president speaking today in Washington, a lot of people on the Hill waiting with bated breath to find out what that strategy was going to be. And we, of course, have had many experts on throughout the last couple of weeks, and we're experts, too. We formed our own opinion based on manpower, based on money and lives, blood, sweat, and tears. How much more are we going to put into the sands that just keep on sucking us in the Middle East? And the answer is we have to tread very lightly. At least this president sees that his approval ratings are really starting to take a massive hit. And I think that's because all of us are tired of some of these situations of being overrun at the border and seeing the same video and sights and sounds of that. And, of course, the situation with the war, as I mentioned. So the middle ground is where the administration decided to head. And what do I mean by the middle ground? The president said he was sending up to 300 military advisors to Iraq to help the government hold off the advances from the Sunnis. The goal to prevent a civil war, which already is exploding there in that country, that could destabilize the region. And that's the big problem. The big problem is what happens in Iraq not only infuriates and affects us in the United States because of the investment that so many of us made family-wise, etc., into that country, but also because of what it does to the rest of the Middle East and how it tilts things. Plus, not to mention reparations. The billions that we spent in that country, we have gotten nothing back. And we won't get anything back if everything were to explode when it comes to the oil-rich areas in Iraq. So I think the president was trying to also shut off the valve of fear when it comes to a military escalation because of the fact that that was one of the things he promised coming into office, that we'll end the war. This administration is going to end the war. So he was very careful to emphasize that the 300 were advisor types. They were going to assess how we can train and support the security forces moving forward, that we weren't going to return to combat in Iraq, but we were going to help the Iraqis instead try to end this as peacefully as possible. So the strategy is, going forward, this is according to the president, we're prepared to take targeted, ready for this, and precise military action if and when we determine that the situation on the ground requires it. In other words, he was tiptoeing around drone strikes. Targeted hits, if we have to do it. That's what that means. Possible airstrikes against the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, the ISIS fighters, who have really made a nasty swing toward Baghdad, cutting off heads and ruthless things that they've done to people, sending them running away from whatever town they lived in. So advisors with multiple command locations in Baghdad and other places in Iraq and all that kind of stuff, special forces. Sounds good, I guess, is what we thought was going to happen. What if it doesn't work? You're going to send in some choice Green Berets, Army Rangers, Navy SEALs. They're the types that are going to make it in deeper. So it is still, my friends, boots on the ground, no matter how they say it. How do you think you're getting Green Berets in? How are you getting Army Rangers in? What do Navy SEALs do? They're not pencil pushers. They're not taking briefcases and a hard hat over to Iraq. I mean, give me a break. And this is how you get sucked into this cesspool. This is why we sink into the quicksand of the Middle East and particularly Iraq. That's what happens. That's how the mission gets bigger. And he rejects this. The president rejects the idea that bringing home troops from Iraq 3 years ago is what led to the crisis. You know, there was a big hammer that was swung by Dick Cheney, the former VP under the last Bush administration, who said this is Obama's fault because he took the troops out. We don't do that. We don't take everyone away. But the president, it got under his skin because he was quick to say that it was the prime minister, Nouri al-Maliki, who rejected the residual force agreement over the need for a core requirement that would immunize, that's a $10 word, troops from local prosecution. So he blamed al-Maliki for what's happening in Iraq's sectarian divide right now by not including the Sunnis and the Kurds in his policies. And that's true. You can't slam Obama for that part of it. Heading into this, we knew this was the problem. I've said this now 25 times, I think, if you've listened to me in the last couple of weeks. We knew this. We had Sam Harris on the show from the very beginning. He wrote a great book. It's called The End of Religion. It's not about the end of religion. It's about wars and so many of them that have religion as a basis. And this is certainly one of those situations. So do we not think this was going to happen? Were we not watching Ryan Crocker, the ambassador who was over there to help things in the very beginning? Did we not know that al-Maliki was refusing to include anyone? He's characterized as the Shia version of Saddam Hussein. Go figure. So now they're telling al-Maliki, you got to adopt more inclusive policies. And finally, why wasn't he there from the beginning? Because once again, we react instead of get in front of things. Why do we have a Secretary of State if, for goodness sake, they're traveling all over the place? Why not put him in where it's hot? John Kerry should have already been there. But now he's on his way to promote this approach, to try to bring the factions together. Haven't we tried that before? It's called brokering peace in the Middle East that never works. Okay, but now we're going to do it in Iraq with these three different religious groups who hate each other. Political change in Iraq, I think, is not going to happen overnight and not like that. How do you reverse the momentum of the ISIS? How do you do that? Well, you got to improve the security of the country. There's no doubt about that. From the president himself, on the flip side, here on America Tonight, if you want to throw in, what do you think of the strategy? Boots on the ground, baby. I don't care how you slice it. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. is, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2237, extension 129.
From hackers and identity thieves to government spies, your online privacy has never been more at risk. Go to UnseenNow.com and learn how their unparalleled encryption tools can keep your communications totally secure. UnseenNow.com offers email, chat, voice and video calling, and cloud storage all for free. It's never been more important to lock down your digital life, and now you can. Stop Big Brother in his tracks. Learn how at UnseenNow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We do not have the ability to simply solve this problem by sending in tens of thousands of troops and committing the kinds of blood and treasure that has already been expended in Iraq. Ultimately, this is something that is going to have to be solved by the Iraqis. The United States will continue to increase our support to Iraqi security forces. We're prepared to create joint operations centers in Baghdad and northern Iraq to share intelligence and coordinate planning to confront the terrorist threat of ISIL.
All right, it's a little bit of a shuffle there, but you heard what the president had to say, and we're going to hold on to that sound right there where he says they have to ultimately figure it out for themselves. So, yeah, we're going to coordinate these efforts, but, oh, by the way, they got to do it. We're not going to commit to it again. We're not going to do that. We're not going to have put in our blood and treasure, which, of course, we already did to a ridiculous tune and got nothing in, as a result of that in reparations that we should get. So now, as the country explodes, we do have a vested interest in a lot of different directions of this, as I explained at the beginning. What do you think? You think the president sticks to this, or are we getting deeper into it? Because personally, when you send in the Green Berets, when you send in special forces, they are, okay, it's not thousands of them, but you're sending in 300 and you've got others on the ready. That is boots on the ground. That's boots on the ground. So does it mean it's a slippery slope and we might see more? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Or, listen, left of left, right of right, or you call yourself just disgusted with what you're seeing in America, I don't care how you label yourself. You certainly are welcome to the party. I have the welcome mat out for everybody. We're not discriminating. So you might think it is the right play. You might think that the president is unfairly getting pummeled on this one. I got a note from Billy, and he listens to us in New Mexico. And Billy said, Kate, I love your show. But I hate the way some of the people call up and just constantly berate Obama by calling him ridiculous names and refer back to the birther nonsense. Don't the idiots know that if Obama truly was not an American, he never would have been able to be a senator in the first place? So they need to get off of that, first of all. And I think that there is a gotcha mentality when it comes to Barack Obama. And, hey, it's politics because it's like sports. I like the Yankees, even though I don't live in New York. One of my best buddies likes the Mets, and we hate those two teams. I hate his team. He hates my team. I think politics is just like that. And everything about our country is about politics. And anyone who says it's not, they are liars. So I think sometimes people need to get off his back and get a grip and learn to read and use their brain instead of goose-stepping to whatever party, Tea Party, Democratic Party, Republican Party, that they think they need to get in line with. All right, so how about that? Those are fighting words. Sure, I'm sure there's people that just, you know, once you just dislike them, you'll bag on them for anything, just like any other president. I mean, Bush was certainly ripped apart. Bush 1 and Bush 2. 2 more than 1, I think. I mean, just go down the list of presidents and look at circumstances, look at things that they did in their administration, what some of it they unfairly get stuck with and some of it they don't. But I never cry for how a president is portrayed because, I mean, here's the thing. You already know the gig when you're going into it. If you want to be the leader of the free world, you got to man up because that's just how it is, right? Make the best decisions you can and stand by your decisions, I think. Don't play the middle. Just get right in front of whatever it is. You wanted the job. You ran for the job. I don't think that we feel sorry for the people who are president. Clinton, certainly he took massive heat. There's a blue dress following him around every place he goes. Jimmy Carter. I mean, now, justifiably, there's a few things we could certainly pin on Jimmy Carter. But every single president gets mugged with this kind of stuff. I think the one president in modern times, by the way, who doesn't get it as much, although he still gets slammed for a few things, is Reagan. Because people wistfully remember Reagan and refer back to him. Even remember there was a Time magazine article in the beginning of the Obama administration comparing Obama to Reagan. I thought, wow. That is really apples and oranges, to say the least. So, no, yeah, I can't feel badly about opinions about a president, especially a president who claimed transparency and has not been transparent. I've thrown up this example before, but I'll do it again. On this show, we have a wonderful person who joins us usually once a week when she's not traveling around the world saving somebody. Ellen Ratner, her name is. She couldn't be more liberal if she tried, more of a Democrat if she tried. And she says it all the time in covering the White House. They said they were going to be transparent, and they're anything but transparent. And I think this is why, some of why they've had problems in this, especially in the second part of the administration, because it's all about the sensitivity, being thin-skinned, and not about being transparent, and not about getting in front of things. And Iraq is actually one of those examples. So I inherit it. I'm the president. It's my baby. I got to deal with it. I got troops. I got treasure, as he says. I got a lot of things invested in there, and it's my deal. So I might have a war room, but ultimately Congress and myself, we're working this out. Yeah, we're trying to take your temperature, but if I'm the commander-in-chief, ultimately, right, I got to deal with it. I got to deal with it, and sooner rather than later. So let's see how this all turns out. Finally, Kerry going to the Middle East. Finally. I think he should have been there lickety-split. The second everything started exploding and they knew for sure that that was happening. I mean, listen, we have a $75 million embassy. They knew what was going on. That's why there was the push to get everybody out of Baghdad. So we didn't send Kerry to the Middle East then. I don't care what assignment he was on. Pull him off of it. That's the first place he should have been as soon as possible. There is massive hatred between the Sunnis and the Shias. Massive. And then throw in the Kurds as the elixir. This is not news. This is old news. Old, old news. So this isn't something that should have us being mind-boggled over. Oh, it's the Civil War. We got to figure this out. Come on. And I'll tell you what, right now they are holding the refinery there. And this is key. They say, supposedly, witnesses were saying that the ISIS's flag was flying over the Iraqi refinery. But from Baghdad, they say the soldiers are still holding it. Because they're not stupid. These Islamic jihadists who have the most money right now of any terror network out there, they know what to go for, and that's what they're doing. They went right for the jugular. They went right for the refinery. Let's hope that they're wrong about the black banners on the refinery's watchtowers and what's happening at the checkpoints. And the people that are saying that are worried that they're going to have their heads cut off, so they're trying to leak out information, but not too much. Supposedly right now, it's still under control, but I think it's pretty iffy. I'd say it's pretty iffy. Is there a ceasefire? What's going on? And they're also talking about that the Iraq government forces and ISIS, as I call it, around the refinery, were going to stop for a while as they were going after each other so that the workers could leave. So that they could let the workers, the foreign workers, get out of there. Because imagine who's over there working. Now, the assault on the refinery, if you say, well, Kate, you know, who cares about this Iraq situation? We care, but we don't care that much. When you go and you pull up to your gas station, you're looking at a price of a gallon of regular gas, premium, of course, much more. The national average, $3.67 a gallon. And why is it? Why is it that high? It's because of what is happening partially. The assaults on the refinery is affecting global gasoline prices. Oh, boy. Stay with us. We got odds and ends on the flip side.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Fly me to the moon, let me play your music, let me see what spring is like on Jupiter.
Coming up in our next segment, it's By the Numbers, baby. We can count. We can count the days, folks, until the next USA soccer match against Portugal, which is on Sunday, 6 o'clock Eastern. 6 o'clock Eastern. All right, on that note, 855-266-5283, or you can send me an email like Billy at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Billy says Obama just gets booted around for the sake of trashing him, and that people need to get smart and not be as ignorant when it comes to the president. Wow. Jack Alexander. Hello, Jack.
Good evening, Kate. How are you? And as far as Mr. Obama's concerned, in my mind, he couldn't fix a sandwich on his own, let alone fix any of the other problems, such as Iraq. And I think I have a solution for it.
What's your solution?
Well, given that not only the fine fighting men and women of the United States helped secure much of Iraq, so did the fine fighting men and women of Australia, including my brothers in the Special Air Service Regiment. here's the solution. Every time ISIS attacks a town or a facility like a oil refinery, we bomb the snot out of it. We don't let them have it. After all, we've been in there, we've rebuilt, we've modernized, we've brought parts of these areas out of the Stone Age, and now they're trying to capitalize on it while calling us the Great Satan. Well, fine. You know, if they don't want to respect the humanitarian work that was done after the conflict, fine, let's take it back. Let's put them back into the Stone Age. What are they going to gain? You know, if they've taken the oil refinery, obviously once they've got an oil refinery, they've got all the fuel they need to continue their push forward to Baghdad. Remove that ability from them. They need shelter. Fine, they take over these towns and force the locals out. Bomb the snot out of it. Turn it to glass. They've got nowhere to hide. We bomb the roads, we bomb the highways, we bomb the towns, we bomb anything that they capture. And preferably bomb the snot out of it while they're attacking it. Because then we'll kill enough of them that they'll think twice about going after infrastructure.
Yeah, I agree. Push them all the way back, right in their face. Do it. Do what you need to do. And maybe that's why picking the special forces in a way, let them get in there and use their expertise, I suppose, because that has to happen. Yeah, has to happen.
Exactly. You know, if we're already evacuating, say, the Australians and the Americans and the Brits and the Filipinos out of the oil refinery that are already working there, collateral damage as far as human life is concerned should be minimal. Now, you can't tell me that these guys haven't got plans to keep that refinery going, in the wake of them capturing it. Obviously, if we were to push back, they would try and use the tactics that Saddam used in the Gulf War, which, you know, I was on the ground with. You know, he blew up the oil wells and the refineries as he withdrew back through Kuwait and so on, making a real mess of the place. So obviously, you know, they're going to approach retreat with that same mindset. Let's not give them the chance. Let's pull the magic carpet out from underneath them, plant them flat on their backsides, and show them that we don't have to put troops on the ground to pull the rug out from underneath them. And bomb them back into the Stone Age. I mean, you know, the U.S. has these wonderful things called MOABs, the mother of all bombs. It's supposedly the largest non-nuclear explosive device there is. I believe it's a fuel-air incendiary bomb. And it even though it's non-nuclear, it's supposedly a bigger boom than what they dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Now, imagine what that would do to an oil refinery and the surrounding areas. We could catch a lot of them, you know, because they'll be setting up defenses preparing for a counterattack. Well, it's going to be pretty hard to counterattack, to defend against a counterattack of that size.
Yeah, I love it. I agree. I love, too, the term MOAB, mother of all bombs. Absolutely. Unleash it. Unleash the beast. We should have done that before. If we go back to the situation years ago when they started to have trouble, because you know this, Jack, you've called America Tonight for a long time. These problems are not new. They were bubbling up for a while now.
Yeah, exactly. And it's the same when we finally do leave Afghanistan. We pull over the Afghani government. And their senior officials and generals and so on, and then show them what one of these bombs will do, and tell them, get your house in order, because if we have to come back, this is what we're going to lead with. You know, put the fear of the Almighty in them before we leave, and then hopefully Afghanistan will not then go the way that Iraq is now going. But then again, Iraq wouldn't be the way it's going now had Colin Powell allowed us to finish the job back in 91 and go all the way in when we had the entire Arab world on our side as an ally.
Yeah, and imagine the difference. And how would we be if you, as you say, how would it look like now all these years later if that had happened? I think we'd be talking about something completely different.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. You got to do it. You got to, when you have the chance to swing the hammer, you got to let the hammer go. You do, especially, and you know this, Jack, as you said, you were there. You got to let the hammer go when you have the chance, because once the opportunity slips by, even our greatest generals will tell you that, from Patton way back in the day to MacArthur and on forward, you have to let the hammer go.
Well, I know of at least five instances during the first Gulf War where Saddam Hussein wound up in the crosshairs of a special forces sniper behind enemy lines, and they were not allowed to take the shot.
Oh, and just imagine the heartache and probably the lives that would have been saved if that had happened.
Exactly.
Oh, you got to do it. You got to do it when you have the opportunity. Jack, as always, you're terrific. Thank you so much. And just like Jack, my husband was on a carrier and was out in the Gulf waiting, watching. They were after Saddam Hussein. As he likes to say, Saddam Hussein ruined his trip to Europe because they were headed in a much different direction. And they were, the military was also looking offshore and keeping at the ready all of the potential of what could happen in the air, et cetera, right there during the early days of that, of what Jack is talking about. It's interesting he brings up Moab. I love that acronym because of what we just said, mother of all bombs. And, you know, if this had been pulled out when it could have been pulled out, we definitely would be talking about different things. Now, some would say, and I've had this argument, well, we know that's not what we do. That's not the United States. And by doing that, what collateral damage are we talking about? Extermination. We saw what happened. We dropped the bomb in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. So if we did even these Moab bombs, imagine the destruction and how awful the United States would look and how many more enemies we would create. But I don't agree. It goes to that whole thing again of you have to know where, an old-fashioned term, you have to know where to pick your battles. And when you get that opening, it's so tough, you got to just take that opening. You got to take it. And, you know, the Moab, as it's been explained to me by some people we've had on the show, is not one of those weapons. It's primarily, what the weapon is primarily used for is soft to medium surface targets. So extended areas, targets in contained environments, like a cave system. So imagine that, right? Or a very deep, 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 deep canyon. And I can think of areas where it would have been perfectly used and would have worked. All right, I said that we were going to throw in a couple of other odds and ends here. You can definitely still weigh in on Iraq. That certainly is part of the big buzz because it does affect all of us. 855-266-5283. And we are staunch supporters of not having boots on the ground. I think most of you that call this show feel the same way without a doubt. Check this out. There's a couple of things that happen, I think, that are interesting. How about Israel ripping the UN for saying it can't confirm three missing teenagers were abducted, while the White House is planning a vigil for the Israeli teens? So the UN is saying that they have no way to confirm this, forget about it. But then the White House is saying, yeah, we're going to, we think this is terrible, and we are absolutely going to pay respects, have a vigil, get people involved in this. So this is what happened. They claimed they didn't know. They were kidnapped last week in the West Bank. The UN initially condemned the kidnappings, which Israel believes are the work of Hamas. Oh, go figure. When we start to talk about the terror chain, the UN said the Secretary General, Ban Ki-moon, expressed solidarity with the teen families, called for them to be released. Now, they're walking back the statement soon after. They're claiming they can't confirm it. Oh, Israel is furious. Oh, they are furious. Numbers coming up.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
To do, we are heading for the flags as fast as we can. Do you believe it? First hour down in a flash. And it's time to do that numbers thing. We can count. Somewhere in July, please get your airline tickets the last week in June. Why? Flyers with long layovers are going to face even higher prices. The TSA fees now are being added to ticket prices. They're going up again. So they've already been added, but they're going up again. In December's budget negotiations, Congress agreed to raise the fees, which are supposed to raise to $2.6 billion in the next 10 years. Now, that agreement raises the fees to a flat rate of $560 added to each leg of a trip from $250 for a nonstop flight or $5 for a trip with a layover. And see, here's the thing with that. And they want to charge an extra $560 fee for each leg of a flight where there is a connection of more than 4 hours. So we're being nickeled and dimed to death by the people who shake us down, frankly, when we go through the security system. The rule will kick in, will be published on Friday. It's part of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2013. And the TSA submits their interim final rule, blah, 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 and that's what happens. And then it kicks in 30 days later. The problem with that is, especially if you're flying overseas or, you know, you saved up for that rare vacation you want to take your whole life, you start to add up those fees, there's two, there's three of you, it really gets high. Even just for domestic legs, because already they're jamming you up with baggage fees. So you have baggage fees on both ends. Oh, if you don't want a broken seat sometimes, I swear someone in American said that to me, you can upgrade to a premium seat for $30. If you want to get on the plane first, you actually have a place to put your one bag that you're bringing on. You can also have a cut-in-line first pass for $30. I mean, by the time you're through, it's the price of what used to be an airline ticket. So it is a bummer rule. I read one of the...
What is the TSA fee? What is that for?
It's so they can shake us down so they have more money. They need to hire more people. They need to do more of their budget. So that's why they need $12.6 billion in the next 10 years, is what they're saying. So they got to keep up in this amount of money they slap on us so that we pay for it, which is ridiculous because aren't we paying taxes?
Is that a flat rate across every airline?
It's a flat rate.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah, I think it's a wow. I do. I think it's crazy. There was some travel agency I read. It's a big travel agency. And they said the move is airway robbery. I would concur. They are shaking us down in every single direction. And especially when you fly, too, there's sometimes where you can't avoid layover. So now it's like, gosh, you better get a nonstop if you can. Then you're going to pay on both ends of it. But it's different if you had to have a third thing in between. It's nutty. All right, this is brutal. Anytime you hear the word anthrax, especially since, remember, I went to Grenada with those virologists, and I was with one of the rock star scientists who was one of the first people to deal with anthrax on 9/11, and he scared me to death when he was talking about it. So there's as many as 75 scientists and staff in the U.S. government laboratories in Atlanta, so the CDC, that might have been exposed to live anthrax bacteria after researchers didn't follow the safety procedures. Oh, that makes us feel good, right? They were working in this bioterror response lab at the CDC, and they were preparing inactivated samples of the deadly anthrax, but the bacteria might have been infectious when the samples were transferred to lower security labs that weren't equipped to handle live anthrax. So two of the three labs conducted research that might have aerialized the spores, and they first detected this on June 13th. That's where they found live bacteria on the original slides that were used by the scientists. So they're doing that whole environmental sampling thing. No employee so far has shown the symptoms of the anthrax illness. Oh, is that brutal? The CDC is supposed to be incredibly secure. So now the FBI is working with them to investigate what happened there. It doesn't look like there's any kind of foul play, but they're monitoring what happened. But this is lethal. I mean, you have insiders that have access to lethal bioterror agents, and now they gotta crack down on lab security. What if somebody wanted to get in there? There's a great thing you could do. Just try to wiggle your way through the system. Remember, lying in wait. And get your hands on whatever you wanted to get your hands on. So let's hope that these lab workers, especially the ones that would be down the chain and would have nothing to do with not following the procedure, they're just the people that got in the way because they're actually doing their their jobs. Oh, it'd be scary to hear that. Anthrax is not a good thing. It is not a good thing. You read what happens if you get anthrax, you ingest anthrax, and you are a goner. How about Japan? They want to host Olympics for robots right alongside the 2020 Summer Games. Yeah, robots are taking over the world, so why not? That's what they say. Tokyo is going to host the 32nd Summer Games. We know that. And they want to have the first robot Olympics. That's what the Prime Minister is saying. Shinzo Abe. He says he would like to gather all the world's greatest robots and hold the Olympics. They can compete in technical skills and all that kind of stuff. But what would they do? Would they have a ping pong tournament, perhaps? Someone suggested maybe Wi-Fi beaming. Of course, in Japan, the Prime Minister was pushing his agenda. He was at the robotics factory in, outside of the city, announcing plans for a task force to kickstart the country's robot production. Oh, that's all we need. Robots. They have robots in the movies now. And so why not? Let's just have the robot Olympics. Yay, we can cheer them on. Look, there's R2-T2. I swear he can make that jump. I swear it. He's the fastest thing going around that track. I don't know. It seems pretty boring to me. That's a science fair, dude. That's a science fair, and that can be separate. If you want to show off your robots or have other people come and show off their robots, certainly, certainly, that can happen. However, one would think when it comes to actual physical sports, we're not really anxious to do the other. I'm not anyway. So my vote is no. Speaking of voting, check this out. There is there is a county commissioners who accidentally voted in approval of slavery reparations. So this was in Houston. You can imagine the rippling effects of that. What were they thinking, not paying attention to what they were actually reading? You know, sometimes at the city council meetings, people fall asleep. But this is the deal. Here's what happened. It was county commissioners. They voted unanimously to approve monetary slavery reparations for African Americans whose ancestors were unfairly dragged to the United States, not of their own free will. And the way it reads is they say the United States of America is derelict in its promise of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness to the African American people. And be it resolved that the dereliction that has caused 400 years of significant suffering to the descendants of those who have been enslaved Africans who built this country should be satisfied with monetary and substantial reparations to the same. Wow. Immediately after reading the resolution, a commissioner seconded the motion and the court passed it unanimously. They admitted that they had not read the documents before voting unanimously of the approval. That's what you call a conundrum. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.